This today, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache with Bob Rodenberger. Bob, what the cattle markets look like this week?
Well, Casey, we started out Monday, and the market was—I call it fully steady. No up or down in the feeder market. Calf market is staying steady, and people buying calves are awful optimistic about something. The wheat pasture, potential's running out every day that it goes by. We might if it started raining this week, and there is a lot of wheat in. It's just dusted in. And, we could have some pickings, and it'd just be pickings by the 1st of January, which we've seen. We've been in this position before. But the calf market, the demand on it is still good. The runs were about normal Monday at Apache. We looked back a year ago, and nobody made notes. Normally, the girl that takes care of that down there has got a book of notes what went on every year. And we only had 500 a year ago in the end of October, and we had 3,000 yesterday. Now, I know a lot of it's drought because we had 600 cows, and we had several 25 to 100 head deals of complete dispersal. One simple reason: they're out of water. And you can talk from Northeast Oklahoma to Northwest Oklahoma to South Texas. Everybody is out of water. They got grass but no water, or they don't have either one. And that's what we're seeing come to town is, and they're not older people, they're younger people that's in the cow calf business. If you don't have water, you're out of places to go, because you can't haul water. You can haul feed to them, but you can't haul water to them. So, but the demand for those calves is still excellent. We're starting to see a pushback on these big fleshy 6 weight heifers and bull calves and steer calves, because October's, it's been labeled dead calf month. It is hard to keep a balling calf alive in this kind of weather. We're 40 degrees one day and 90 degrees during the day. That temperature swing is just awful tough on these calves. So, but I've got customers that are calling. A lot of people are set up. They're set up to, they've got grow yard situations. They've got access to feed, and they're starting them in there with the idea that if we get wheat, they can turn them out. If they don't get wheat, they can finish making them a feeder steer and then sell them. So, there's still a lot of options. And the big optimism yesterday, and they sold 3,000 head in Kansas at $1.90 on fats. And we were looking at, they were, the packer was talking, they wasn't going to give much over 185, and Texas sold them at 188. I think there was 3,000 head in Kansas that sold at 190. So that was a legitimate sale. We've got a lot of optimism, and I think the on feed report, and I'm kind of behind the estimates on it, or what I seen, and I didn't see them till I got home late last night, looks very positive. I think the on feed was down, the placements was down, and the marketing was up. Now, whether they've already factored that in or the funds, we won't know till Monday morning after we see the report. But fundamentally, we're selling cows. We know we're already short cows. We're going to have less cows, but I don't think the less numbers is what dictates the market in the next year. It'll be, can we continue to sell beef at this level? So prices may have hit their point of how much higher they can go without just the typical swings, but that's where I'm at on it. Where is demand going?
Well, and nationwide, I'm seeing that there has been a slight increase in heifer retention, but it's really pretty limited. And everybody's just saying it's going to take a lot of time to rebuild that herd. And I did see, Bob, no, we're going to cross our fingers. We may get a little rain this weekend, so that may help
Well,
things.
yeah, and right now everybody that left that sale barn yesterday was optimistic, betting on that rain coming. So, it don't take much for us to get so excited about our business. We're eternal optimists, but in general, the thing is good. I had a guy that he run out of water. He was a younger gentleman, had 125 calves, cows and calves. He brought them in there, had to sell them, and the salvage on those, when you throw them all back together on just a set of commercial cows, he was getting around 3,200. And we didn't sell any pairs, but the salvage value on the cow and the sale of the calf, He netted around 3,200. I mean, you can't ask for a better situation if you have to get rid of your cattle. And normally in droughts, we see them just, tank this market, but it's staying good.
Think we're going to see pretty much the same thing this next week.
Yes, I do. I mean, I keep waking up thinking we're going to come in there and there's going to be very limited demand on these new crop calves, but it hasn't happened yet. But I think that's something we got to kind of, because the people that normally keep their calves are throwing their hands up because there's no wheat. And they, I mean, they're farmers that graze their wheat and then harvest the other half. And I keep, I mean, to be realistic, we're gonna see these calves gonna hit a wall here. I'm not saying we're gonna break $60 a hundred, but we could just see them get softer as we get farther in this deal with no rain.
Well, how can folks visit with you about it, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You too.